Greetings and welcome to Tellings of a Medium. I'm your host, Jennifer Fezzio, and do I have a tale for you. Come with me and experience the unexplainable. You will believe. Greetings, lovely listeners. This episode is about ethics. It's about ethics, and it is for my mediums developing, my sensitives, anyone who works with the public and offers sessions. And it's also for my listeners who are curious and who see sensitives, you see psychics, you see mediums. This is going to teach the sensitives what not to do. And it's also going to teach the listeners who confide and trust sensitives and psychics and mediums what not to accept, what not to be okay with when it comes to an aspect of ethics. Now, what I want to talk about here is negativity in sessions. This morning I did a home visit in Katy, Texas, and I showed up to the house, very lovely mother-daughter. As I was walking into the house, the man of the household, the father or the husband, you know, was walking out. He did not want to stay for the session. He's a little nervous. I gathered that I was there for mother-daughter, and he just didn't want to stay, and that was okay. You know, here I am coming into his household. His wife has scheduled this session, maybe his daughter. I'm not sure which one did, but he was not wanting to stay, and that was okay. And I proceeded to go into the house, sit, get comfy with mother-daughter, made myself. We went through the session. Everyone was comfy. It was a beautiful session, tons of connections. And what came up was how certain family members, not just the dad, but another sibling, were too scared to come up. They were scared of negative things coming up, negative presences being brought through, just anything negative, scary. This was like typical woo-woo stuff that they were afraid of coming forward in the session. Not that I would bring it, but just that it was there and it would be confirmed that it was there. And I want to take a second to talk about this. For my developing mediums, here's what not to do. And for my listeners who see psychics and mediums, here is what you should not accept from a medium, okay? Never, ever, ever should you, in any session between a client and a sensitive, should there ever be any acknowledgement of a negative presence, a negative existence, an attachment, a curse, a spell, be brought up, acknowledged. Because, to be quite honest, it's hogwash. It's not true. Negative entities and presences do not exist. They do not. Now, if you have had a session where a sensitive has told you that one of these things is present or exists, two things are happening there, okay? Number one, they are lying and they are trying to get money to break a curse. Very typical. They are, that's number one. Number two, the second thing that could be happening, and this is usually the case, is that the sensitive is receiving energetic hits that they're not understanding. And these energetic hits are ones from spirit or the client's own life. Because at this point, if the sensitive is saying this malarkey, they don't understand how they're receiving. But what's happening is negative emotions are coming in, whether it's from the client themselves and their own life, things that are going on, or from a spirit person who may have had a hard life, who may have experienced negative emotions. And the sensitive is misinterpreting it. The sensitive doesn't understand how to converse or blend, how to converse with spirit, how to blend with the souls, and unfold the story, essentially, like get the bigger picture. They're getting these hits of negative emotions and they're not understanding the why. The furthest thing that is happening is something negative is there that they're sensing. The good news is that the sensitive is actually blending and feeling frustration or anger or sadness, maybe even some depression, but they're just not understanding why that's important to the session with the client. So this can be spirit, these negative feelings that the sensitive gets, they can be having a spirit come in wanting to say they're sorry about something, wanting to give evidence in identifying who they are with a negative emotion. The sensitive can also be blended with a client and be picking up on areas in their life where there may be lower emotions. But I promise you that there's nothing evil there. I've been doing this for 12 years and it doesn't exist. What does exist are negative experiences that we have, or experiences we have, we, our loved ones in spirit, us here on earth, that can cause sometimes negative emotions. And the sensitive will feel that, but they have to learn to develop and understand why they're feeling that. This is, you know, what happens a lot of times when these, you know, you see on TV or you hear about, you know, the sensitive going into spaces, younger old buildings, and they say there's an evil presence here, when in reality, they're just open and receiving on what has happened in that space. They're getting the energetic, emotional hits of what the going-ons were in that space. And here's the kicker. If the sensitive is afraid and doesn't understand what they're feeling, then they're going to pull the history of that space in the vibration they're in, that negativity. So the worst case scenario here is an afraid sensitive. And some people walk into these historic buildings. They don't even know that they're reading the space energetically, but they get these feelings of negative emotions. They don't even understand they're energetically receiving. They just think it's something negative. Well, they may be sensing and feeling, because they're afraid, you know, all the fear of death because there was a plague that went through that building. This is all about energy and the untrained sensitive. Oh my gosh, an untrained sensitive is one of, it's just a sad thing that's out there. We have to, as sensitives, understand how gentle our openness, awareness, intent is, how natural it is. And not just sensitives, we are all sensitives. We all can do this. You've got to understand that a lot of times when you think you're sensing something evil or negative, it's not a presence and or a demon or an evil spirit. It's an emotional hit from a soul or a history or an experience that someone's had. But you need practice and you've got to understand why it's coming up when it's coming up with your clients. So to my listeners that go to sensitives, if someone says you have an entity or an attachment or there's evil around you, get up and leave because that's not right. If you have someone you love to go see for sessions and they say this to you, you know, for the first time or they have in the past, you know, ask them, say, is it possible that you're just sensing maybe this negative situation that happened with them or myself right now, or something that was monumental in my life that wasn't a good experience? And give them a second to tune in and see what they get, because you've just given them an awareness and intention of kind of where to put their little psychic sensors is what I say. And I think that the unknowing or untrained sensitive is the majority of these cases that happen. Unfortunately, there are some sensitives out there who work unethically and they use fear to get money. And that's not okay. That is not okay. But I guarantee you it's more the untrained sensitive that that these situations arise with. And, you know, I want to record this podcast to educate you, you know, to sensitives in training and to people that schedule sessions or are thinking about it, just to have this knowledge, because it is power, and it's not okay for entities, attachments, and evil to be brought up in sessions. My personal belief is that when you leave your sensitive, you should feel progressed. You should feel uplifted, evolved, better than when you showed up with your sensitive, okay? So I wanted to bring this understanding. It's really, you know, an ethic thing, but it's also an unaware thing. And I think that it doesn't need to happen. So I'm all about progressing the field of mediumship in a positive light, sensitives in a positive light. Hopefully this episode does a little bit of that.